if you have advice to the young people globally who want to be like Elon Musk, what's your advice?
I think that probably they shouldn't want to be.
You?
I think it sounds better than it is. I don't know.
You don't think so?
No. I'm not sure I would. I'm not sure I want to be me.
Did you write it?
Yeah.
I think it's front page news.
Let's do topsies.
Well, should we probably should banter a little bit. We're essentially letting people see how the sausage is made right now.
Oh,
I'm probably
wow.
not going to edit this out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't banter right now about the good stuff.
Okay.
Hold it.
Hold on to it.
But say it like it's natural.
Cool, banter.
Like you're just thinking
banter.
About it. Like,
okay.
Oh, hey, guys, I have this cool new idea to share.
I just saw something crazy. Okay, I got it.
All right, that's pretty much, that's probably enough banter for now. This is Did You Read It? A weekly podcast about the internet, but we have right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Hey, welcome. If you haven't listened to us before, fucking sick, dude. Why don't you rate us before you even listen to it really quickly? Rate, like, subscribe, you know, all this stuff. You've heard a podcast before. You know how this works. It actually really helps a lot. Also, if you want to visit our subreddit, it is r/DidYouReadIt. We post things that we talk about on the sub. Sometimes we talk about things that are visual, and so we have to put them on our subreddit. So if you want to go do that, and you can send us suggestions and shit. Anybody who's given us a suggestion before, I promise I'm not just ignoring you blindly. We have an agenda.
Yeah, we got some stuff lined up.
But we are going to do, particularly Tim, I think Tim was the one who requested malicious compliance.
Oh, I love that.
Which we still got to do. We just got to find, I guess... We gotta find that nugget of news to talk about malicious compliance. Anyway, what were you saying? You mentioned sarcophagi.
Yeah. So, front page of the internet news the past couple. I think it's just the past week. Did you guys hear about that? So they basically found like a really gross sarcophagus in Alexandria in Egypt, and it was like people were like, "Oh my God, is it the tomb of Alexander the Great?"
Right.
What's in there? And when they opened it, there were three skeletons and like dark red liquid.
Oh.
So like right after the news broke, this game developer Innes McKendrick on Twitter joked about the liquid being skeleton juice and drinking it. And he created a petition on change.org that says, "Let people drink the red liquid from the dark sarcophagus."
Oh, that was what I signed.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you signed it. And 26,691 people have signed it.
So are they going to let us do it or what?
I mean, if we reach 35,000...
Then they have to respond?
Then I think the United States government has to respond.
The thing is like a 2-foot-thick granite, black granite sarcophagus... And the inside was like a decent amount of juice from 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. Like
that juice must be some extremely good juice.
Yeah, I mean that juice will make you invincible.
Yeah, for
there's no
sure.
question.
Yeah,
they think it's like sewage.
Oh, cool. But how did it get in there?
I don't know,
no, dude. It's the remains.
It's definitely,
it looks exactly
juice.
Like skeleton juice blood, and it seems like the start to like a great Goonies caper.
Yeah, look
I
how
think,
gross.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean,
it's
I think
red.
It's.
Let us drink it.
I think it's a damn shame and definitely not democratic that they don't let us drink that sarcophagus. Mm-hmm. Juice.
So they removed the sarcophagus out of the ground. They like craned it out and
right.
put it in some, warehouse. But I think this is where the heist starts. Is like, 14-year-old kids ride their bikes down. They each take a cup of juice.
Right.
And then crazy shit starts
yeah.
happening.
Did they, you know, this is the world that we live in now. This is where comedy meets tragedy and the current affairs.
Yeah.
I can just imagine them getting the juice out and like not knowing what to do with it. So they put it in an empty Gatorade bottle and they just like leave it on the side of the construction site.
Yeah.
And then
someone comes along and is like, looks like a cherry blast.
Right. And then, yeah, a construction worker drinks it, and then he becomes the president.
I would love it if, like, Damon Wayans is having a shitty day, and he drinks it, and it becomes, like, an old 90s Damon Wayans comedy.
Okay.
Where he's just, like, so funny.
It's like a new take on The Mask, kind of.
Right.
Yeah. But it's called The Juice.
Maybe this is a prequel to White Girls.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
This is how
Could
he became
be.
A white girl.
Yeah. Gotta be careful about that red liquid.
What else happened on the front page of this last week? Great question.
People are petitioning to get this gun guy back at Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you know, and
another let's just talk petitions today.
Well, I will
how many
say
signatures have gone unfilled.
I mean, I would put money on the red juice from the sarcophagus.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that probably has more than anything else right now. But I think I mean, one thing that I actually is very interesting about that James Gunn thing that we've kind of we've discovered since that happened. There's actually this is very specific to Reddit too. There's been a lot of Reddit brigading, which is basically just a bunch of users from a particular subreddit kind of ganging up on a specific cause.
Oh boy.
In this case, it's kind of getting people from the Hollywood elite fired, evidently.
Yeah.
From the Donald. People from the Donald are kind of punching bagging, not a phrase people say.
I like it, though.
Yeah,
we all know
one.
What you mean.
Punching bagging. People like James Gunn, and I saw Patton Oswalt brought up, and a bunch of people that have, like, a salacious tweet from fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's game on right now.
Dude,
right?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And so this is all coming from... There's one particular guy that this is coming from. It's from... what the fuck is that guy's name? He's that main.
Oh yeah, Mike
Cernovich.
Cernovich.
He's a out of practice lawyer who is also a convicted rapist,
yeah.
Or at least he's a convicted misdemeanor battery that was accused of rape, and then they downgraded it to misdemeanor battery.
He pled down.
But he's kind of the main dude kind of behind it. There's another guy too. I don't remember his name. He's kind of his buddy, but. But I read a really interesting article that, well, it wasn't actually that interesting. It's kind of almost TMZ-esque, but I want to say it was on Salon or Paste or something like that, about how there's this ongoing battle between Mike Cernovich and, what's his name? Berger, the guy who makes those really funny, Vic Berger.
Vic Berg.
So those two are actively fighting against each other right now.
Nice, dude.
Which I think is a really hilarious battle to be seen, because Vic, I don't know if you've ever seen Vic Berger. The things he makes are the funniest things in the whole world, and everybody's seen him. They're the ones that they're these really strangely edited videos that you usually find on Super Deluxe, and they always have a lot of air horns. They're very funny, but Mike Cernovich has been upset that Berger has been making videos of him, and so he's trying to this guy's also the guy who perpetuated the Pizzagate thing.
Yeah,
he was the pizza gay guy. So
this guy's got some like big ones under his belt. Huh?
So anyway, yeah. So as it pertains to the James Gunn firing, apparently I think that was another Mike Cernovich creation, and so now I think people have caught on to what's happening, which is basically the right wing kind of Proud Boy sect of conservatism.
It's so interesting.
Gross.
That. Yeah. Like the same tool that took down the pedos and the rapists,
right, right.
And the Weinsteins,
right.
Like come back around. Like everyone's
people are weaponizing
using
yeah,
the weapons against
right.
everybody else.
Right, and that's kind of what I think what everybody assumed was going to happen is that people were going to go, oh, I see. So you got this guy fired because he said something back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I can get somebody fired if they said something in 2007, right?
Totally.
And so now we're in this weird place.
Oh,
where,
and then Dan Harmon fucked a baby doll in a sketch or something in
right.
2008, and that was the other one that came out
right.
after last.
But
week.
That was actually the one that I think that was so that was posted in the Rick and Morty sub.
Yeah.
And the Rick and Morty sub, essentially, the people in the sub were like, "Good one, we caught on." Don't fall for this trick, everybody.
Oh,
right?
Got yeah.
it. So they
yeah.
put us the smush to it.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's, again, it's one of those things where, you know, if...
It was a funny sketch,
I thought. I mean, if you yell loud enough, then people are forced to have to listen.
Yeah.
You know another actually interesting thing that came in? Did you guys see that, what's his name from The Talking Dead?
No. Oh, yeah.
You know he got reinstated?
He did?
Yeah. AMC did a really thorough investigation, and they said after their investigation, they've decided that he deserves to be reinstated.
They're the first people that investigated something.
I know.
Good job,
so
AMC.
So I'm kind of curious as to, I don't know if that whole story is going to come out and what the deal is, but it's, I thought that was really interesting because that was another one of those examples. That actually might be the first time we've seen it done correctly with Chris Hardwick, where literally there's a claim. then they go, all right, man, you need to take a break. And then they investigate. And then based on their investigation, they make a decision. So,
damn.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're trying to get James Gunn back, which is interesting.
There's a cool GIF I'm going to send you guys right now about this lady. And she's just practicing her nunchucks waiting for the subway.
Oh, my cool. God. Tight. So cool.
And she's about 62.
Oh,
and
God,
she
I
looks
love
like
it.
She's on her way to take care of an elderly person.
Cool, cool,
and she
cool.
just whips out chucks. And she's just slowly practicing her nunchucks.
Adorable.
And that's, I don't know, man. I mean, A, I'm jealous I can't do nunchucks. B,
me too.
When
oh,
I,
shit.
When
look
I
at
ever
her.
Get the courage to try, I think that's a good place to practice.
Yeah, right in front of the train.
Right in front
the
of
train.
Everybody.
And
there's,
then the other
no
thing
better
is like,
place to practice than in front of a giant crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the, like all the muggers that were about to take your purse
oh,
are going
right?
to think twice now.
They're like,
right.
fuck,
well, unless
mind.
You're not good at it. I mean, that's the thing is practice makes perfect, right? So
yeah.
technically you're not perfect
you're,
yet. So.
Yeah, if you're going to mug though, but you have a choice of who you're going to mug. Right. Like,
yeah, I would say
probably lower on the
practice
list.
To the point where you're like pretty good at it at home and then take it to the subway stations.
It's a good call.
You know?
Because you're essentially performing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
Here's
it's
another really,
cool.
really interesting thing from last week. Well, one thing in particular, and we're just going to quickly breeze over this one, but someone smashed Trump's star on the Walk of Fame. I'm
yeah.
sure you guys saw that.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then
for the second time.
Yeah, this is the second time it's happened. I'm sure it won't be the last.
And the guy, and then he got arrested, and the guy that did it the first time is bailing out the guy who did it the second time.
Really?
Yeah. And
oh,
he's,
that's charming.
It's like, it's.
Wow.
I thought it was kind of, like, they're starting an elite fraternity of guys who have smashed. It's so far
I mean,
it's two
that's
people.
A dope actually, fraternity.
Yeah, it's
I
kind
agree.
Of cool. It'll start this, like, domino effect where then, at least if the last guy who did it has money, hopefully.
Cashish.
Because it's going to cost a few hundred smackers. I think it's $20,000 to give to bail him out. Was like, that's the
oh
bail.
Oh, my God.
Then he's got to report to court and you get the money back. But,
right, right.
If he flees to Mexico, that guy's out 20 G's.
I mean, I was thinking about that concept the other day. The bail idea is really interesting because you're
yeah.
essentially saying, like, that's this misunderstood, misappreciated or underappreciated part of the capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can commit a crime, and it literally, if someone just pays, all that the court is doing is going like, well, we want you to come back to court, but if you don't, we just get money and that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went either way.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit.
It's crazy. Like if we were to commit some minor like semi dastardly crime.
Yeah.
Like you were fucking selling peyote to high schoolers. Thug boobs. So your bail is $300,000.
I've totally done that.
And then you pay that and then you just wander over to Canada.
Yeah.
And then they just go.
They just get
well,
the money.
You're free now.
Yeah.
We get the cash, but you're free. So
like I know Whoa. If you jump bail, like they'll try to look for you, but they ain't going to find me in Mexico.
Tommy Lee Jones is too old to be a U.S. Marshal looking for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
<That's>
There's a
no
good
way
point.
They have to shutter his
He's the
his,
only man that could have
department.
Taken me down.
The second guy would have been Wesley Snipes, but he's retired too.
Yeah.
That's true. Here's another really interesting one that was top was 30 of last week, I guess, or this past week.
Nice.
Ryan Reynolds to produce Stoned Alone, R-rated reimagining of classic Home Alone movie.
What?
That sounds pretty. He is on a really good run right now, dude.
Yeah, he is.
That's a great. I mean, everybody who's ever like been home alone and
right.
high, it's like you just get it, right?
Oh, it's so
Damn.
Fucking
someone's here. I'm under attack. I have to.
I mean, how
house.
Do you
genius?
You know, granted, it's Ryan Reynolds, so you can probably pitch the fucking. You can pitch a turd themed opera and still get it.
Yeah.
You know, into a major movie theater, but how does one pitch such a juvenile idea and
I
get
know.
It through, you know what I mean?
But it's such, when you think about it, it's such a good idea for a movie.
Yeah. Well, plus the name alone, I think, is probably
yeah.
what sold that one through.
That's so true. Can you imagine being like super high and two guys are literally actually trying to
oh,
break into your
God.
House? That's
I mean,
pretty fun.
I have panic attacks when I'm super high and I'm watching cartoons with my friends, so I can't even imagine that
I,
kind of
one
terror.
Time, I've never, there are two times when I've had like panics about like when I'm high. One was when I thought about death for the first time when I was high.
Okay.
And I've come to terms with it. But the second time was I was like smoking in my living room and I looked into my kitchen and I didn't even see anything. I just thought, what if there was like a little imp that was like staring at me from the kitchen? What would I even do?
So like a Twin Peaks thing.
Maybe. I haven't
yeah.
watched Twin Peaks.
Oh, cool. You've seen Twin Peaks, right?
I watched the first couple, and then I sort of fell apart.
Yeah.
It's a difficult show. You got to really commit to it.
I started late in life, and maybe I missed it.
I mean, it's like reading a complicated book, right?
Yeah.
But there's
thanks for calling me an idiot.
It's like learning how to read, you know? Not everybody can do it.
Part of me thinks it's bullshit on people who are like faux intellectuals who are like, I get it. I'm like, well, what is it then? Explain it. They're like, that's just because you're dumb. You don't get it. And you're like, well, what is it? And the people are like, you probably don't get Blue Velvet either. And you're like, no.
What's
that? Why is that good? And people are like, I can't explain to you, imbecile. Like, I guess I'll never know why it's good.
God.
I mean, there's a sort of tonality to it where it's like maybe you like a certain kind of hot sauce better than I like a certain kind of hot sauce, but it's hard to say why.
Yeah.
Unless you can, and I haven't really had a lot of people able to.
Yeah, there's no quantifiable reason. I mean, I think.
And is it because you're high and it's weird? And that's an okay answer. I just want people to cop to it.
Yeah. I don't suggest watching David Lynch anything on high. I think it would be a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God.
But, I mean, I think it's the new Twin Peaks season is extremely abstract.
But the original one was like that too.
The original one was weird for a different reason, I thought. Because the original one was like a strange take on a very traditional soap opera format.
It seemed campy, right?
On purpose. I mean, that was the thing. I think it was like...
So it's
was...
you took the campiness of like 70s or 80s B-movies and you applied it to like a drama, which is interesting and new, which I get. But then like... Okay.
I mean, I think that's just anybody who can establish their own specific tone, I think is worthy of... I think that's what happens. I think that like when people establish... There's so many examples of this throughout art. I mean, I think that, you know, like Radiohead's an interesting example, right? Where like some people just go, what the fuck? I don't understand why people like Radiohead.
Yeah.
And it's so much of it is just about like the culture of the idea that they've created that is really hard to articulate.
Right.
You know?
Like having an original tone that nobody else has done and you do it the way. And it's like having a refined version of your voice. And I get why that's hard to do. You know, I don't know if it's appealing to everybody though, but I get why it's hard, right? Yeah. It's like,
I mean, it's Twin Peaks, I think is a tough one, but also is worth. You're not gonna get out of it what you get out of like, fucking True Detective or something. You know what I mean? Like it's a very different experience.
And I'm like I know what I like out of shows, and for me it's very much story driven.
Yeah,
I want to kind of know what's gonna happen or figure out something by the end, and like the same thing about. What was the murder one on Netflix?
The documentary one?
No. The one about the FBI profiling.
Oh yeah. Mind Hunter.
Like people really loved that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's almost like Lynchian in a way where the story's like kind of weak actually, but there's some really great moments with interesting characters, but like as a total story, I got bored a little bit sometimes.
Right.
I'm like, I don't care about like this guy's like autistic kid and he smokes and blows it in his face all day. Maybe that's why he's autistic. I don't know.
I mean, I struggle with attention span just in general. Like I very rarely, if ever, have time or just broadly speaking, sit down and watch something for an hour completely.
Yeah, kind of
like
and focus
with my
it.
Yeah focus. Let alone
four devices,
12
your Kindle.
Hours.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, even like I love Westworld.
Yeah,
but I like found myself really wandering away.
Me too.
At times and just like, I mean, the end of the series was incredible, so I kind of really pulled me back. But
the story on that one's almost the opposite, where it's too complex to follow.
Oh, it's extremely complex, yeah.
But there is a story, and if you do pay attention, it's really good.
I just got to the point with Westworld where I was like, this. I personally was like, this story's kind of garbage now, but I love everything about it.
I know. Well, the story is really cool. It's just they're opening themselves up to more paths into the future, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like season two is kind of setting up for future seasons.
Oh, for
That's
sure.
It.
For sure. I mean, it's what, you know, I think we've been spoiled by what happened with Game of Thrones, where I think Game of Thrones, part of what makes it such an interesting show is retrospect.
Yeah.
Right? Where like you watch something from season fucking five or whatever that directly references something from season one
mm-hmm.
that you never would have ever paid attention to.
Yeah.
And I think it really makes people feel like they want to engage in more peripheral issues
totally.
Or more peripheral ideas in the story. So I think anyway that has kind of trained us now to do that with Westworld, which I think makes us go, okay, we know that you're setting up this weird Asian world for something in season four, so like just get to it. Like,
yeah.
We don't really want to wait for it, right?
God, so, I love that Asian world.
I know, it's pretty tight. But speaking of poor storylines, why don't we talk about what we're talking about today?
Yeah, and hell, AI even like goes into this whole thing.
Oh, that's true, actually. So today, we've actually talked about this a couple times in the past couple episodes in one way or another. I think we probably alluded to this sub at some point,
because mm-hmm.
I know you've been itching to do this one.
Yeah, I think it might have been one of our randoms the past couple episodes.
Yeah, so we today we're going to talk about Enough Musk Spam.
Ooh.
Whoa.
We're not talking about frag splits.
Nope.
We're talking about Elon
Frickin' Musk.
Right. So this sub is Dog Boobs. This is Dog Boobs. A Dog Boobs lead, so I'm just going to let you take over
from here.
Dog Boobs original.
So, this is for everybody, this subreddit is for everybody who's just, like, had it up to here with all the Elon Musk, like, worship and circle jerking all over Reddit. So, basically, they welcome opinions from all sides. They don't want it to become, like, a big political deal, but they want to talk about, like, obvious instances across Reddit where people are like being ridiculous Elon Musk fanboys,
right.
And then also discussing like new inventions or the insane amount of production delays that always happen with every one of his companies, like all this stuff that a lot of people just overlook because he got hair plugs and he's kind of good looking and he's dating Grimes and he's, you know, making rockets, and they're like, wow, he's like the coolest guy.
Yeah, people really, are just wowed by him.
Yeah, and he is. He's
superficial
super,
reasons.
Super genius, but he's also like super marketing. And I think people don't realize that all the time. So
he looks a little too much like a newt to me to
he does look
sleep
like a
with.
Newt.
Like his skin's like a little like moist and tacky.
Yeah.
And I just
see through.
I'm not down.
Yeah.
And see through. Yeah, yeah. It's translucent. And it looks like if I eat it, there's some built-in poison or something like that.
He doesn't look all healthy.
That's my big problem with Elon Musk is his skin just isn't opaque enough.
No.
It doesn't look edible enough for me, for what I like.
Yeah. Although he had an excellent hair plug surgery.
Nice.
This is what he looked like before.
Ooh.
Wow.
He looked like essentially Prince William.
Exactly.
And now he looks like
Pierce Brosnan.
Like Down syndrome George Clooney?
Maybe.
So is he, are we sure those were plugs?
Yeah, well, no. He didn't come clean. He's not saying, I got hair plugs and then I totally recommend them.
Right.
But every doctor's like, well, no, yeah, he obviously got hair plugs.
I mean, what do you think that maybe it's a really nice wig and someday someone's going to pull it off and he's going to look like Prince William underneath?
I mean, I could see that maybe happening to someone else, but when you've got $20 billion, like, why wouldn't you just get permanent hair plugs?
Great question.
You know, I think
great
you're
question.
Gonna just.
I would get
do
hair
that.
Plugs in places that don't grow hair, just to show off how rich I am.
Like the side of your arm or something.
Well, that would. You know how people get elbow pads on their mm-hmm. jackets? I would just get hair pads.
Oh, I love hair that. Pads. It's protective.
It's protective.
One time, I found like a literal
and knee pads, I guess,
like 5-inch long white hair coming out of the side of my arm.
Creepy.
Like nowhere Whoa. Where hair grows.
That's
like,
good luck.
Like
that's good.
And it freaked me out. But
you save it? You frame it?
I got pretty excited, too. I didn't frame it. I don't know what I did.
I actually
you
should have
sold it at the pawn store, dude.
In a lot of cultures, that makes you an official witch.
I think so.
It's true.
I mean, I could either get killed or elected.
You don't have to like agree to this now, but when you die, can I drink the blood out of your sarcophagus?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
Yeah, you get first dibs on the red liquid from my coffin.
How many ladles? 2, 3?
Like 3 ladles. Like enough, like basically the amount you get from making an entire box of Kraft mac and cheese.
So Elon Musk's from South Africa, huh?
Yeah. So
what's his deal?
Let me start out by saying this is like something that I think is like the funniest description of Elon Musk before we get into like
the stats
his
of the
history
sub
and the stats of the sub. This one user named Nuclear Whoopsie on Twitter.
Man, I'm always so impressed with people's names.
I know. He said, Elon Musk is what happens when the ghost of a 14-year-old who died in 2011 and the ghost of a 19th century oil baron try to possess the same body. And I feel like that's a great description of Elon Musk. So this subreddit has 16,400 subscribers.
Damn.
Like 258 are online right now. They don't really have any rules other than like be respectful, try not to get off topic with political discussions, but it's like super minimally moderated. There aren't people that are like, hey man, you're going to get banned if you do that, or locking the comments because this has already been dealt with. Like really you can kind of just like go on and on. The mods aren't there to like police necessarily the content, but if you like break Reddit etiquette rules, like they might step in. But I think that's like that's pretty telling that 16,000 subscribers are on the enough Musk spam like bandwagon.
Right,
he's been like I think for the past like 5 years or more, he's gotten a little bit overexposed.
He's been the savior to the human race up until like the Thai pedo cave.
Yeah, and the thing is, so he now might still be. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, this is a tough douche. Thing. Is that I think I'm you know, we've been reading about Trump. It's you can't tell the two apart at this point.
No,
we've been reading about Musk.
Trusk.
Trusk.
That's actually a Mump. Cool name.
Yeah,
Mump.
Mump.
But we you know we're reading up about Elon and I don't think disturbing is the right word, but there are some things that you see in his behavior, and I think the way he's trying to continue to have control over situations that I kind of look at and I just go, man, you were so cool. What happened? You know? And so I think that the Thai cave, I think, is one example. I mean, the thing that I keep noticing about what he's doing. And then we should probably talk about the stats of the sub before we kind of really get into railing about what the sub is really about and kind of our own opinions on the matter. But he just, he's just immature.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most disappointing thing about him. You know what I mean?
I think that's true. And it's interesting because I think it brings up the interesting phenomenon of people who need innovators and need people to be like, role models or someone that is 100% cool to worship. Like he's still doing like insane things and his overall goal really seems to be like providing a future for the human race.
Right.
And I think when you look at all of what he's done, like I think that is undeniable, but that doesn't mean that someone has to not be a dick. Like he's totally a douchebag.
Well, he's also suffering from I think the same thing that
Justin Bieber suffered from.
Possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that
puberty.
Popularity.
Yeah, puberty. Well, it's. I mean, even
I'm getting my pubes right now. So, like, give me a hard time. Give me a break for like 2 to 3 years.
I almost think it's also what's happening with Trump in a lot of ways, where the negative. There are a lot of people out to get him.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason,
they jelly.
He really struggles to like understand that him responding.
Yes.
Enables the kind of trolls and the people that are out to get him versus him just like minding his own business, doing his thing, you know, and focusing on his fucking work.
You know what's interesting? He's taken to the celebrity thing like very quickly.
Right.
Yep.
And so when TMZ hits him up in the airport and asks him a question, like he doesn't say like, see, like he really engages because he wants that screen time a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so just look at that versus somebody like Bill Gates, right? Like Bill Gates is fucking quiet and he just minds his own business and does what he's fucking trying to do, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, even somebody like, what's his name? Like who's the billionaire that lives in Nebraska?
Oh, shit.
Omaha?
I don't even know.
The richest guy.
Berkshire Hathaway
man. Guy. I don't know why we're blanking on his name, but
is it Warren Buffett?
Yes, yeah. Warren Buffett.
We are big time investors.
We know the market.
We know about the market
and the people involved.
Bulls,
in it.
Bears,
yes, all of them.
E-Trade,
Bear Stearns, Ponzi scheme,
Gold Sachs.
Bear all
right. I'm just trying to get some of them Gold Sachs. That's what I tell my investment broker.
Oh yeah.
Just make my gold tax more.
Yeah, give me more of them gold tax.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Go to the dragon cave.
Anyway, I think that, you know, Warren Buffett also is one of those guys who just kind of keeps quiet, does his thing, moves on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk, I just think he has a similar model to Trump, where he's engaged in the temptation of a celebrity lifestyle, which then I think has slightly poisoned the well, you know?
Who's his girlfriend?
Grimes.
Tell me about Grimes.
So, are they still dating? Do we know?
Yeah,
is
that,
I'd like our resident music historian to.
Yeah, I don't know what Grimes is.
Okay.
Not a sexy name for where I'm sitting.
Do you want me to explain Grimes? Do you actually know anything about Grimes?
I don't know anything about Grimes.
Grimes is that dark spot in your big toe.
Right. That's what he's dating. Grimes is a avant-garde pop singer from Canada who is... She looks younger than she is. Like she's probably in her late 20s, maybe early 30s.
The opposite of Lord.
Yeah, pretty much. To be completely honest, yeah, that sounds about right. But she's definitely she's interesting for a lot of reasons. She's kind of been embraced by the mainstream media or the mainstream music world pretty quickly. I don't know why. I think that maybe she's signed with Jay-Z's management label or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was a surprise for everybody with her too, because I think that she was at one point was kind of an indie princess, and I think now she's also gotten to this point where she's in Apple ads and she's
sellout.
Yeah, it's I don't even know if it's sellout as much as she just is. Her convergence with mainstream celebrity culture is coming at a fortuitous time with Elon Musk's.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's actually a very interesting connection.
Right. And I think I don't really know. I mean, I know that she's like a she in a lot of ways kind of represents almost what Musk is as well on a female side. I mean, his whole identity seems like it's predicated on helping the world and kind of making the world a better place through these outrageous things that don't really add up. I think she's less like that. I think she's just extremely nerdy. And I think that is probably their main connection, is that she's like a documented gamer and she, you know, makes music she makes electronic music on her own. She doesn't really work with producers. I'm sure she does now, but that was kind of her claim to fame, is that she was really... It's very innovative in how she made the music that she makes.
And what
it sounds very weird too.
What dating app did they meet on?
It must have been Raya, dude. Actually, I think he hit her up directly on Twitter. I think that was the story. Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So here's like a quick rundown of like how Elon Musk became Elon Musk.
And we should talk about this sub too. I think we didn't really go on the stats.
Well, I mentioned
how many
subscribers there were.
There's not much more than that, right?
No, there's not a whole lot more other than some really good posts.
Right.
Which
sorry,
we'll get
into. This brand new Starbucks sandwich is really getting in my head right now.
Yeah, your dad had the pork shoulder sandwich, and it wasn't good.
I got the fucking pork sweats right now.
Insulin spikes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Continue.
So basically, he was born in South Africa to a father who was an electromechanical engineer, pilot, and sailor.
Boo.
And then his mom, who I don't really know.
She was Canadian.
Yeah, I guess she's Canadian.
All
which
that
is
says
the biggest
here is
deal
that
because
he has a Canadian mother.
Yeah, because he decided.
And his dad partially owned an emerald.
That's what I read Reddit was that, you know, don't think that he's this rags to riches story. Like his parents were very wealthy from the beginning,
right?
Because he really leans on that story. So when he was 17, he moved to Canada by himself.
Okay.
And he makes a big deal of saying like, I moved to Canada with one suitcase and $2,000 and I made it. Whatever, like, who cares? He got Canadian citizenship, and he then moved to the United States to get United States citizenship. So he started to go... He went to college. He went to grad school. Then he was in... he went to California to Stanford and applied for the physics and materials science, like, PhD, like... What do you call it? Program.
Nice.
But he ended up dropping out to found the company Zip2, which was basically MapQuest.
Oh.
Before MapQuest was a thing, which is basically Google Maps.
Right.
But which was before Google Maps was a thing. Wow. So pretty
so,
cool.
So far, this guy sounds like he's crushing it.
Yeah.
Well, he sounds like... Oh, man, I have my own opinions on the Silicon Valley gold rush.
Yeah.
So, all right, go ahead.
There's a lot of interesting stuff about the tech bubble and all that stuff.
Whoa.
So he founded Zip2 with some other guy. They sold it, and he got $22 million.
Cool.
So instead of just, like, what I would do is take that and just retire and, you know, live my life, he founds X.com, which is an online payment platform that launched in 1999, which is like right at the beginning of when the internet was really taking off. And people were like, there's no way anyone is going to trust online banking.
Right, of course.
That's not secure. But ends up, it became like a huge deal. They merged with a company known as PayPal.
PayPal.
There is some sort of drama behind this, which I tried to understand, but I think you just have to buy the book, The PayPal Wars.
Ooh, okay.
Which sounds interesting.
Sounds like a book I will not be buying.
Yeah, it paints Elon Musk as definitely the villain, but I don't know why, because they won't summarize it for me. So I guess I'm going to have to read the book now. But so they merged with PayPal. They turned X.com like into PayPal, and PayPal was acquired by eBay, and Musk got even more money, $165 million.
Nice, dude.
So he took that money. This is insane. He owns so many companies, or has owned so many companies. So then he uses that money to found SpaceX, which is that space exploration thing. He's building rockets. He's doing all this crazy shit.
Sending his car to the moon.
Yeah, he sends his car to the moon. Ugh. Like his whole...
My theory is that there's a dead body in the trunk.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like his whole... It's gotta be. Theory. That would be the perfect
That's
murder.
How we got rid of Pistoria's wife.
Yeah.
They got this South African thing going on.
That is...
Dude, that's a great
point. An amazing conspiracy theory.
Just connect the dots, man. Connect
those dots. We should come one episode when we do like a conspiracy episode with our own conspiracy theories.
I mean, you know my feeling about Magic Johnson and AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
You've got yours.
OJ's knives are in the back of his Tesla for sure.
Definitely.
There's some funny messages.
So crazy.
Wow. Okay, continue.
So, yeah, his whole idea was that he wanted to make commercial space travel a thing. So he's been building rockets and trying to make like the most sustainable and cheap production of rockets that anyone's ever done. And like an example someone shared that was actually also an example of him being literally an asshole boss.
Right.
He told one of his main engineers that he needed to make a rocket that would cost $120,000 with a $5,000 budget.
I'll do that.
Right?
Yes.
I'm like, that's going to be cardboard, like plywood. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so the engineer completed the thing, and he only spent $3,200 on creating this thing. So he emailed Elon Musk and was like, you won't believe it. Like, I did it. We only spent this much money. Like, we saved so much. And Elon just responds with, okay.
What a douche.
What a guy. What a champ.
What a guy.
Tough love right there. Tough love.
I know.
Did the rocket carry humans?
It doesn't yet, but that's his goal. His goal is for space travel to become a thing so that we can all move to Mars and colonize it and live there after the world dies.
In my head, he bought like a 1983 Toyota Tercel, and he like... For $2,200, and then he put $1,000 rocket on the back.
I know.
With some wings.
There is so much more to SpaceX, but I'll just move on a little bit. He also founded Tesla, which everybody understands, and he's like a big... Like, there have been electric cars before him, but he's the first one that's made like a really sexy luxury electric car.
Yeah, and they are good cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're undeniably good cars.
Yeah, they won Motor Vehicle of the Year in 2003.
I mean, this is... Man, this is the thing about Musk that I think is perpetually bumming me out, right? Is that...
His nudie skin.
His nudie skin.
I just think
that he... And this is I will say that I don't come quite as hard on the side of him being like the fucking monster. Because I think that there are a lot of people in this sub and whatever that have a little bit of the Silicon Valley tech bro chimp on their back where they're just...
Yeah.
They get they like get upset with him for things out of like a combination of jealousy.
Something that's like undeniably bad is he has fought nonstop to keep any of his employees from unionizing.
I know, that is true. That is true.
Fuck, like I'm a socialist. Like I care about humanity, but fuck you, you can't unionize. Well,
again, like these are the things that I think make him a monster. But I also think that the thing that bums me out more than anything is he is trying to do these things that are, they would be cool, but we have so many problems that he could fix now here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That,
like the speed train, he's fixing it. Guy's a hero.
Yeah, the Hyperloop, right. Man.
Is he doing that though?
Well, no, California wouldn't let him.
Right. Is that true?
I'm like, come on, California. Right,
that's funny.
Let's let him. He's got the money.
I mean, it just seems insane. Like, I understand that. Grant, like, so the space race has been privatized. So I understand that you're in that, and you're in that against Bezos, and there's like a lot of people going for that. But like, it doesn't. There are a lot of issues that we could solve on Earth. That trans. I would rather him focus on his batteries, the fucking solar tiles. Like, I feel like he's gotten just so in the weeds with like the ostentatious the shit,
grandiose.
Yeah, that he's kind of lost sight of the things that kind of made him interesting in the first place. Was like, okay, you got this dope ass car, that's cool, right?
Yeah,
you made these fucking solar panels that just look like normal tiles.
Yeah.
That are hyper efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great, dude. Like, make that a thing. Like, I don't know why you're not making that a thing. Like, those things are the things I go, dude, focus on those, and then we can do the space thing.
Yeah.
Like, invest in the space thing, but don't make it your whole identity, dude.
Yeah.
Like, is this really the time?
The devil's advocate, I'll say, is that I think with, like, I wonder, because I don't know shit about space travel or right. how quickly the world's going to end.
Let me explain.
I've already
how it
got
works.
My suicide planned for age 75.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know about the future of humanity. I don't think it's bright. But I think there are tons of people working on a lot of these shorter term things, and he could probably do it better and faster because of how smart he is.
Right.
But we do need somebody putting things into motion for a long-term solution to what we know will happen.
I guess you're right. But I just don't want
to... But I know what you mean.
He's just a bit of a classist, and I think this is the thing...
Oh, totally.
This is the thing about Silicon Valley as it currently is right now that I think is just frustrating, is it's so much of it is about creating solutions like solely for people that have the money to afford the solutions, right?
Yep.
And like that is the thing, is like... The Tesla is fucking expensive, dog. Like it's not the kind of thing that's going to like revolutionize the industry, right? Because it's too goddamn expensive, right?
The cheapest one's in the $30,000.
Right. And I think
but the cheapest like new car is $30,000.
Well, you can get $17,000 new cars. Yeah. I've been checking it out.
Cars are really expensive.
They are really expensive.
I feel like they're like up in the 20s. But I also think that what you're saying is like he's going to start Tesla, but if it's popular, if there's a market for it, like Honda and the rest of them will follow suit. Right.
Yeah.
So I think he might not specifically make the best car, but with competition, Honda will eventually make the best electric car, like because they make the best everything.
It's just,
I think he's starting the dominoes. He's like bullying his way into the future, which is cool. It doesn't need to be him as long as somebody is driving something.
I mean,
and your point about classism is really true because he made these comments about public transportation at this conference in 2017.
Ooh, creamy.
So he like basically like shat on public transport and was like, ugh, I hate it. Like public transport sucks. No one likes it. We have to be around a bunch of random people. They might be serial killers. Just like so gross.
God,
so basically
what is with him saying shit like this?
I know. And
does like, sound like how Trump talks.
Totally. It's just such an elitist view of things where he's like, so I'm going to invent something where rich people don't have to be around commoners in public transportation. Even though he's not saying that, that's what it means.
I just can't believe he claims to be a socialist.
I know.
I mean, it's just,
it's such bullshit.
It's just disingenuous. I mean, this is my whole thing with Musk is like, I really, really respect the guy. I think he's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
And I love so many of the things he does. And it just feels like it's poisoning the well. Like he's falling in the Trump trap.
Yeah.
Where he will like
his ego's getting in the way.
His ego's getting in the way and he's actively engaging with people that he doesn't need to engage with who are just baiting him into turning him into a monster.
Yeah,
like,
he's feeding the trolls.
So back to the sub a little bit. The reason this sub is really interesting right now, and part of the reason why we wanted to do it right now, is because with the Thai cave boys thing.
Thai cave ladyboy boys soccer team.
I think that it, in a lot of ways, it is the quintessential Elon Musk moment. Like, it really summed up his personality.
It got everybody's attention,
and it just became a colossal failure for him. And I think it just is such a good example of it feels like a metaphor for how his personality works.
Totally,
right? He came up with this really, really nice idea about what he could do to help solve this problem, mm-hmm. right? And ultimately, if he made it, or if he would have made this thing, then it could probably be used in other circumstances like this forever, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not the only ones to be trapped underwater.
Totally. I mean,
that shit happens, right? Granted, these were like for kids, but who knows, man? Shipwrecks, refugees, like there's a lot of examples where maybe this thing could really come into play and be really helpful, mm-hmm. right? So he comes up with a really, really good idea that potentially could be very helpful for humanity. The timeline is not what he promised, yeah, right?
Like everything he does.
So he couldn't pull it off in the time frame that he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he couldn't pull it off and somebody else did it and some people called him out about it, he came out and said offensive shit.
Yeah.
Offensive, presumptuous shit about the people who ended up saving these kids, right?
Yep.
And he ended up coming out and firing out of jealousy.
Yeah.
And
randomly, with no founding, just calling a critic of his a pedophile.
Right, which is... It's just
immature. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just immature, childish shit. He's since apologized, and I think he understands that it's childish, immature behavior.
Yeah.
But again, this is just one of those things. I mean, it reminds me of when you first realize that your parents are human.
Yeah.
Right? Where all of a sudden, like, when you're a kid, your parents are your parents, and they kind of, it's not like they can do no wrong, but their word is authority and whatever. And then all of a sudden, when you're in your early 20s or mid 20s or whatever, you'll catch them in candid, and you'll catch them doing something that you go like, are you fucking for real right now?
Yeah.
Like, is that really how you live your life?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, you're an adult. Like, pick up your shit. Or like, fuck, you're an adult. Like, why would you say that? What are you thinking? And then you have this dawning moment. You're like, holy shit. Like, people don't really grow up. They just choose to stop acting a certain way that you deem immature. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that Elon Musk, for whatever fucking reason, and maybe there's a rhyme to the reason that we're just not seeing, because it is possible. I mean, it is very similar to like the Trump thing, and I would not be surprised if he was actually like buddies with Trump and was using some of Trump's strategy kind of to his own benefit. But you know, no press is bad press type thing.
Yeah.
And I just think that Elon Musk is doing that.
Unless you got caught like Jared Fogel,
right?
then
you're done for.
No press is bad press unless it's related to Jared Fogel.
And then you're Finitskis, as we say.
Yeah.
As you say in old Italy.
In the old country.
Finitskis.
Finitskis.
On another note, I just had a burp, and that bacon shoulder really got caught in my teeth, and I hate it.
Very cool.
And it tastes
very
bad.
Cool. So, nobody was eating anything.
This episode brought to you by Starbucks New Sandwich.
Ooh, that'd be cool to get their sponsor.
That's why we keep bringing it up. It sounds like I'm making fun of the sandwich, but I'm doing what Elon Musk and Donald Trump do. And I'm bringing the bad press so that they can get press and make people more aware.
Exactly.
You're manifesting. Right.
I think
your
it's
destiny.
A great idea.
Enough Starbucks sandwich spam.
Do you know Elon Musk was bullied in high school and he writes about it in his book?
Probably from his receding hairline. And he was pretty young to have that receding hairline.
This is true. He's got a boyish face.
Yeah.
This is his quote. They got my best fucking friend to lure me out of a hiding place so they could beat me up. And then that fucking hurt. And for some reason they decided I was it and they were going after me nonstop. That's what made growing up difficult. For a number of years, there was no respite. You got chased around by gangs at schools who tried to beat the fuck out of me, and then I'd come home and it would just be awful there as well.
Oh.
So he was bullied by the cool kids, which means now that
he's a cool kid.
He wants revenge, right?
Yeah. But that's the story we've always been told. I mean, that is the quintessential nerd becomes a wealthy celebrity story, right?
So now that he's got power and money and influence, he can get Grimes.
Right.
Check. He got the cheerleader.
She's not the cheerleader.
He got the cheerleader. The blonde.
You guys know what Grimes looks like.
She's blonde. She's 6'1". She basically
His second wife was the cheerleader.
I can't. That's right. The way you guys are describing Grimes is so funny because she is.
I Googled
it. She could not be more of an antithesis to that.
She can sing. She's got the looks. She's got the style.
Pom pom.
So should I just send you the photo of Grimes in full chainmail?
What does Grimes actually look like?
She wears Britney Spears cotton candy cologne, dude.
She's got an insane lisp, and
she does.
Yeah, and she's.
Mamie Grimes.
I mean, she's undeniably talented. Like, she's a fucking pro, but she just is not a cheerleader.
Like I said, he got the cheerleader. Now he wants to take revenge on all us jocks.
Revenge of the Nerds. Right. There was a whole movie about it back in the old 1800s.
All us Chads getting beat up on
Chads.
That.
So that's kind of,
that's what she looks like.
Did you guys not know what Grimes looked like?
Nope. No, I did not.
She's a wild one, dude. She's a wild.
She's interesting.
Wild lady.
I can't tell if I think she's what. I don't know. She's got a lot of... Anybody who wears that much stuff, I'm suspect.
She's extremely creative, and she's a little mousy. I like Grimes. I think Grimes is really interesting. I think... Whatever, man. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I think... So what you just said about his biography... I'm torn because hearing you say that, hearing that quote,
that's out of his book.
Well,
his
I know, biography. But it makes it.
He wrote it.
I kind of like that in a way because it feels like candid, and it kind of. I always had this kind of my ambition growing up. I had a friend from college who was a lot like this. His name's Harry. Shout out Harry. He's fucking
woo.
True number one gangster, Harry.
Did you bully him too?
Or? No, but we were in a band together called Let's Go Camping.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So,
that's a good band name.
It's a good band. It was just a 2-person band, and we only had one song. But anyway,
sitting here making our marshmallows. Were they all about?
Ooh. No, the themes weren't about camping.
Oh, man, if you need writers, Dog Boobs and I are available.
He also had a band called Tokyo Jazzercise Club, I think.
Oh, whoa. Something like that.
He's a master, dude.
That's pretty rad.
Harry is a master, but
ahead of his time.
Anyway, so Harry's very ambitious, and he kind of wants to be wealthy, but he grew up very not wealthy, very, very middle lower class. I grew up a little bit more middle class. We always had this dream with Harry about like joining a yacht club together and then like hitting golf balls off the yacht at other yachts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, because all of a sudden when you're in the club, you can do shit like that.
Right.
Because why would you care? You're in the fucking club now. So who gives a fuck what you do?
Go for it.
And if you don't like those people, because I think there's a big difference between like old money, new money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk also represents in so many ways new money because, you know, his car is a new money car. His attitude is a new money attitude, right? Like he's not like an East Coast born into the fucking Rockefellers type of guy, right?
He's the one that's like buying a $12 million car, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the McLaren.
McLaren.
That he crashed.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1999.
But anyway, so I think that hearing that story is kind of nice because it's a little bit of that attitude of like, well, now that I'm here, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is that he doesn't, like, you know, we started this episode talking a little bit like Ryan Reynolds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where like Ryan Reynolds is on this really cool upturn right now, right? Where he's been doing all these crazy movies and he's undeniably wealthy and he's like absolutely in the highest echelon of kind of this of stardom.
Yeah.
But, you know, he anybody who comes out and criticizes Ryan Reynolds, like, you don't see people fucking, you don't see him.
No, he's not going to be like,
acting
fuck
like
you.
A petulant teenager, right?
He ignores it.
Because if Elon Musk made flamethrowers and was just like, I made it because it's cool.
Yeah.
And just ended it there.
Yeah.
Great, dude. Like, why does he come out and say shit that just makes people think,
like I don't know the background of like why he got so pissed at the English diver. I think the diver did say something kind of inflammatory in an interview and was like, that fucking submarine's dumb. He can stick it up his ass.
But even
if
he did that,
like, be like, be above that. You're a genius. Totally, you're a fucking rocket scientist. It's like, just be like, well, I was just trying to help. Really proud of, like, the folks that saved them.
But,
like,
even if he said PR. That, I mean, fucking hire the people that run the Wendy's Twitter account, dude. Like, like, you don't... Calling somebody a pedo is just, like, one of the... It's like one of the darkest, lowest insults you can throw at somebody.
It's like calling every right-wing person you don't like a Nazi.
Yes.
And now that everyone's racist, I think pedo's the new racist, right? Like, because racism now is like...
Right. I mean, it's a really...
So now, like, if someone's chucking insults, pedo's the new...
I mean, it's a really gross... you know what it is? It, like, forces people to... It almost reminds... It's like the old version of when you would call somebody a motherfucker, right? Oh. Like, the actual terminology, it makes you think of gross shit and makes people go, why did you take the fucking conversation there, you fucking weirdo?
It gets a guttural reaction.
It gets a guttural reaction. Now all of a sudden, it's like motherfucker means nothing. It's just like such an arbitrary term. But, like, I think pedo does what motherfucker did linguistically, where you go... You say that, and you go... What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you throw that insult? And B, like, why are you taking this conversation into such a dark place?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a last straw, like, bullshit way to win an argument.
Totally.
And, well, you're a pedophile.
Exactly. And so it's like, it's such a bummer. So anyway, but it's interesting that we're talking about that because it's such a simple thing, but this subreddit, Enough Musk spam. It was large. There, by the way, the reason I keep saying that is because there is another sub called Enough Trump Spam, which is, like, way bigger, and we obviously don't need to get into it. You already get the idea of what it is. But Enough Musk Spam is a lot of the top posts have to do with the Thai submarine thing.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really bizarre turning point that is, like, forcing... I don't know what he's doing. And there are some other things under the surface that have also been really bad that have kind of caused problems. But I think that the Thai thing, for whatever reason, just set people off.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it really is just this grand manifestation of a lot of the things that make him annoying, right?
Yeah, totally. So I think this is a really, really funny post from someone named... Let's see... 4ND Paul's Brillo Balls.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. But this is basically, this is a list of all the things that Elon Musk said that he would accomplish in 2018. He said he's going to fly people around the moon. He's going to have a self-driving Tesla car drive itself clear across the United States. He said Teslas are going to reach 620 miles on a single charge. I think they're currently just over 360 miles on a single charge.
Wonderful.
He's going to complete a 15-mile tunnel from LAX to the intersection of the 405 and 101. Oh, please do. That would be great.
That'd be extremely tight.
He's going to pump out 500,000 Teslas this year, which everybody who did that thing a few years back where it was like give us $15,000 and you get one of the brand new Teslas in a year. And it's been, like, backed up and backed up and backed up. So now he's saying, like, we're going to deliver. He's going to pump out 10 gigawatts of solar panels in Buffalo. And last but not least, he's going to send an unmanned rocket to Mars. Oh, so he's got 6 months to do that now.
Wow.
But you know what? I love that he reaches for the stars.
Gotta set goals.
Shoot for the moon and you'll land amongst the stars.
I mean, if he's willing to go out and sort of put timelines on these things and he's sort of folding himself to... follow through. I mean,
the
otherwise
funny
brand
thing,
kind of starts to slowly crumble.
I mean, is it possible that he's having a breakdown?
Maybe.
Is he, like, going crazy? Because that is like delusional, you know?
So
are you talking about, like, genius breakdown? Like, he sees the answers to everything and he sees how to do it and he's trying and everyone's like, it's not quite working, so he's getting frustrated slowly.
I mean, like, he's having, like, he had too many caffeine pills breakdown.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Day from Always Sunny.
Exactly.
He's connecting the dots.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what it feels like. I mean, because this is one of those things where you, and we saw it recently with Trump too, right? Where you kind of go in and be like, I'm going to create a trade war with China.
Yeah.
Because we're America and we can do whatever we want. And everybody goes, you shouldn't do that. That's a bad idea. And then what do we see? Like this week, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, soy farmers, sorry that China's fucking you over. Here's $12 billion,
yeah.
right? And everybody collectively was like, we fucking told you, you shouldn't get in a trade war with China. Like, what do we fucking say? And so I feel like it's a little bit of a, again, drawing comparisons between Trump and Musk. And Musk, and part of the reason I'm drawing a comparison is because I desperately, desperately, desperately don't want Elon Musk to get anywhere close to what Trump is.
Yeah.
But I feel like the way Trump became Trump is by a series of poisonous moments that then became irreversible and has now just become this absolutely reprehensible personality.
Because he doubled down.
Because he doubled down on everything. And I think that this is where Elon Musk is like, I want him, I really hope that he can look at some of these things and go and just find a way to fucking reverse the narrative a little bit, and not, it's not even about having decorum, because I think that some of the things he does are very charming. I don't think it's a bad thing to engage with people on Twitter. Mm-mm. I think it's fine. I don't think it's a bad, like, there was a post that I saw that was like somebody asked him in jest what his D&D number was,
and
he responded, you know, something, you know, elfin, whatever, right? And, you know, people are obviously making fun of that for whatever reason, but, and that's fine.
I think
dude.
That's fun, yeah.
I don't think that's a problem, but I think that the problem is when somebody makes fun of you and you immediately come back with, like, your gut, I got made fun of in high school response and go, well, you're a fucking piece of shit. And you know, what are you doing with your life? I have $3 billion companies.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And then you're just like, Elon, we know. You don't understand your dad.
You don't get it. You're not a psychologist like us. He's dealing with some serious psychological childhood traumas.
Oh, damn. You're
acting out in real time.
So Elon Musk is a victim, huh?
Yeah, he's a victim, man. I mean, you got to take
this
side.
This is a really interesting post. This is like, apparently there's someone on Twitter that used to like give him a lot of criticism and he blocked him.
Yep.
So this guy Existential Comics.
Oh, right.
This is an interesting idea that I didn't think of. I'm old enough to remember when it was the astronauts and scientists who got credit for space exploration, not the parasitic CEOs who profit from their work. Can you imagine if the press had given the majority of the credit for the moon landing to the brave visionary CEO of Lockheed Martin, or whoever, for bravely hiring people to build the spaceship parts and bravely skimming 10% off the top for himself? That's interesting.
Man. That is actually really fucking crazy.
Like,
what a scumoli.
Like, the people who are making these rockets are like 500 overworked, ununionized engineers who are working 24-hour days.
Right.
Like, and he's the one that people are like, he's a fucking genius and, you know, and a visionary, and he's going to get us to the fucking red planet. Like, that is pretty sad.
I mean, it is sad. I will say, in defense of him in that regard, I think that he didn't get hired to be the CEO of this company.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, he started this thing and he's kind of like, he clearly has been the visioneer of this whole thing.
Yeah, he deserves to, like, be rich as fuck, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he deserves everything that he's doing. I think that
just a douche.
Well, you also think of somebody like Walt Disney, right? Like, Walt Disney is another example of somebody
Hail
that was
Hitler,
kind of like
right?
this, right? Was he a Nazi?
Yeah.
Oh, tight. Yeah, awesome.
But that's, so was like Ford and all those guys.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, not everyone's perfect.
Not everyone's perfect. But that's, but this is the thing. It's
all
like,
our heroes
look at,
were Nazis.
Like,
and it
I think
sucks.
People are people and they got some flaws.
I mean, being a Nazi is a pretty big flaw,
it's pretty
back
bad.
In like 1935, it was like
still a big flaw.
Okay,
but more
okay, Benito
common.
Mussolini over here.
No,
Mussolini.
All those
over
guys,
here.
Like
I'm just saying,
they were like the conservative.
I'm gonna send you guys a website that you need to read about.
They
just
were the
read
conservatives
it, okay?
of their day in a weird
from
way.
The Proud
way.
Boys,
and then they went on to kill a bunch of people.
But isn't that a fucking? Oh god, it's so funny how the world is going that way again, isn't it?
It is.
And when I say funny, I mean fucking. I need a good suicide plan.
Yeah.
Can you send me your documents?
I'll Google Doc it.
Did you hear that people are crowdfunding money to buy Elon Musk a new couch for one of his five mansions?
Is that true?
Yes. Really?
Wait, why?
Just to be funny.
Just to be funny.
That's just hilarious.
They're up to $2,800, which is pretty cool. Because like he's got so many mansions, they think he probably needs help filming.
Yeah, that's really totally funny. That's like that Kickstarter that started that was like, let's get Kylie Jenner to $1 billion. Like she's 100,000 short.
I think at the end of the day, it's good that this guy's out there, pushing the limit.
Because the creating, world is
creating new industries.
Yeah, and that's a real quick before we like
we need
close
to wrap this
out
up soon,
Elon
yeah.
is like his AI thing. So like you know how tons of people are getting behind AI, artificial intelligence, and like he is super against it and is like, you know what? Robots are going to take over the frickin' world, guys. Like it's like total Jeff Goldblum moment from Jurassic Park. He's like, no one's thinking about the ethics of like, should we be doing this? So that's kind of interesting, but a lot of people are like, it's probably just marketing. He's like really good at marketing.
Yeah. He is really good at marketing. But this is part of the problem with Elon Musk right now. I mean, because I think what you just said is true, and
me
I think
too.
That we are at a place with Elon Musk, and it sounds like we're being really critical of Elon Musk on this pod, but I don't think that's really what it is. I think that we're very hopeful, and we're kind of watching the world take control of him, and I think collectively we're just like, Elon, can you just be better than that?
Yeah,
can
is
you
it
please be
is
better
it like
than
the
that?
Icarus like, thing?
Yes, exactly. It's like he's flying too close to the sun. I think the celebrity. I mean, it really feels like celebrity lifestyle is really putting its fucking talons in him, and is really kind of fucking taking control. And I think that, I mean, because the other thing that I was going to say and I completely forgot about earlier is. I think part of the reason why he gets a lot of hate is because he's got a lot of fanboys, too.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really, you have people who are willing to, like, fight for you. And I think that it makes him hard to like because there's a lot of people blinded by...
blinded by his kites.
Blinded by his new skin. Newt
what
skin.
Are all these kites doing up here?
Yeah, shit.
I just think that it's just, he doesn't really have... you don't really see that with like Bill Gates, for instance. No one's like that. You don't have a legion of Bill Gates fanboys.
Well, I think Bill Gates probably skipped like the social media age.
Of course,
as like a younger man with a stiff lead in his pencil.
Right,
he didn't have those years. Yeah. You know, whereas if you were a young Bill Gates, single, with DMs to like models, you might have become a douche too in a way. Like,
I mean,
a lot of what. The earlier groups of kind of, you know, big corporate rich guys, like we don't really know what they were like.
Right.
Yeah.
But now everything's like so personal into exactly how people act.
Yeah.
And it's okay to share your ideas. Whereas like the decorum back then was like to sort of keep yourself to yourself. But now the decorum is like, here's me.
Yeah. I think
here's me, legs akimbo.
It speaks a little bit to the cancer of social media and kind of that marketing scheme. I think.
Yeah. The smart move would be this guy to like get off a lot of that shit.
Well, why? I don't know why you need, when you're Elon Musk, why do you need it at that point?
Like, well, you're risking a lot because yes, you're increasing your brand profile, but also you might call someone a pedophile.
But are you though? I mean, you're Elon Musk, dude. Like your household name at this point. Like, why do you need a fucking?
I would like it
if
he
expand your brand on social media.
It'd be so much cooler if he disappeared for like 2 years at a time in a cave and then came out with like a crazy beard and like a robotic arm. You're like, whoa, what have you been doing in that cave? And he's like, I'm not gonna tell. And you're like, I need to know.
Here's all my money.
I think we have also
a little mystery.
We have he probably has also fallen victim to what we have done with him, which is over aggrandize him to such an insane degree.
Our savior.
Because a couple years ago it was like Elon Musk is gonna save the world. He's gonna save everything. Oh, he doesn't like AI? We'll fucking close every AI shop in the world because if Elon Musk says it's not okay, then it's not okay, right? And I think that we just we're now seeing, I mean, this is fucking finding out that Santa Claus is an alcoholic, you know what I mean? Like that's really what's going on.
Totally.
It's we're finding the flaws in a human and I think that I just hope that he doesn't overly fall victim to the celebrity lifestyle. He starts fucking backing up what he says. And I don't know. He's an interesting case. But anyway, that's so this whole sub, and we didn't get too deep in the posts themselves.
This is one that's just from his apology about the submarine, just to maybe cap that off.
Cool.
His apology says, Nonetheless, his actions against me do not justify my actions against him, and for that I apologize to Mr. Unsworth and to the companies I represent as leader. The fault is mine and mine alone. And then the first comment under that by Heartbeeps says, fair play to you, Elon. It takes a big man to apologize for calling someone a pedo because they made fun of your submarine.
Which is That's the best recap.
Which makes it sound like so childish.
So fucking
but
ridiculous.
That's hilarious, and that I you know based on his behavior that he saw that and he goes, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill that person. And you're just
and
like,
Grimes is like, don't.
I know, and it's just like, Elon, you don't need to do that. Just fucking just be a massive billionaire genius.
Just be rich.
Just be that.
You're good.
Just fucking continue being that. Save the world. Whatever, dude. Whatever you gotta do. Yeah. Just, you know, and so anyway.
At the end of the day, all people want is to be accepted by their community.
Right.
Ain't that the truth?
Not money, not rockets, not Mars.
This is true.
And fuck, there's nothing on Mars. I don't want to go.
He's literally just, every one of his companies he's building just so he can fucking send his old bullies into space.
I know.
And just like leave them there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is just, it still stems from that, that sort of teenage trauma of not being cool, and he's still trying to prove himself that he's cool.
Isn't it funny how it sticks with you? Everybody has that. Everybody's got that shit, and it just, you just can't escape it, man. You can never escape it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's
wild, wild shit. Anyway, so we encourage you to check this one out on your own. If you're think pro or against Elon Musk, we would actually love to hear about it from you. hi@digireddit.com. You can also hit us up on the subreddit.
Instagram.
Yes, Instagram. Really pushing that one.
Yes.
Instagram, I don't know if you guys know, but it's really popular.
Everybody's saying it's popular, but that's tight.
Yeah.
Extremely
pretty cool
tight
stuff.
Let's do a couple of randoms to close this one out.
You guys got any randoids?
And I have one thing from the top page that we didn't talk about that I think is just a nice note that I'll bring up to close this
beautiful
one.
I just got Skyrim. And that's like one of my absolute favorite video games. So
can you give us a really quick deep dive on Skyrim?
Hell yeah. Okay. So I don't have any mods because I just haven't figured out how to do that. I would love to have them.
Cool.
It would give all of my characters like big dicks and big boobs. And
that's what you want, dude.
That's what I want out of Skyrim. But basically, you create your character and I won't go into the plot details, but it's like a completely open, huge world. Skyrim is like north of where Oblivion took place. I'm blanking on the name. So it's like snowy mountains, Nordic, all this shit.
Right.
And there's like an overall,
it's beyond the wall.
Yeah. So yeah. And it's just tons of fun. There are different cities. Like you have a ton, endless, missions to accomplish. You learn to speak dragon, you kill witches.
What's a dragon sound like?
Oh, really stupid. It's like a real, like, yeah.
Like how?
I mean, I can't even do it. I'm too embarrassed to even try.
What?
Like how?
I feel like you're so good at accents and singing.
It's dumb. It's like dragon speak is basically like shouting like made up word at like a dark skeleton bad guy.
Whoa.
You'd have to check it out. But it's really Teaser. So much fun. You can join things like the Dark Brotherhood, which is an assassins group, and you can become an assassin and get like contracts. You gotta kill that guy. That are very fun. You can join, there's a war going on, so you can join either side of the war and help them win the war. It's just a great game, and it's perfect time suck for when you're really bored, and it's beautiful too. It's beautifully made.
Cool.
Interesting. Cool. What do you got over there, Fred?
I got a really great one, and it's called Knife Club.
Oh, boy.
So it's all people who are into pocket knives.
Damn, we've abandoned our once proud sponsor.
Through Knife Club, I stumbled on another one called Knife Swap, which is kind of like Frig Swaps, but people send each other pocket knives online, which, like, if you have a bunch of pocket knives, and you're like, send these out and get some new ones.
That seems dangerous.
It seems cool. It's what it seems.
Okay.
If by dangerous you mean really freaking
cool. By dangerous
cool.
you mean fucking badass and stabby.
Stabby.
I don't really understand this one. I landed on Canadians. And it's
Canadian smokers?
Is that what is
Ent.
That?
Is that like a chiminea?
An ent is like the tree person from those giant tree people from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
So it's like trees. They call, like, people on Reddit who smoke weed, they call each other Ents.
Oh, that's funny. So yes, this is a group of 13,000 plus Canadian smokers, tokers, vapers, dabbers, extractors, bakers, chefs, medical patients, and Duchy passers who believe that cannabis makes their life healthier and
Duchy
happier.
Passers. Pass the Duchy to the left-hand side.
I love that.
So this is
are they called Duchy passers?
I don't know, I guess.
Duchy pass, this maybe is, in Canada.
It's legal in Canada now, so this
that's
is...
awesome.
Yeah.
We should do trees one time and smoke.
You've been itching to do trees.
I really want to do trees, but it would
time.
Have to be an evening pod.
I saw a Fox News segment that was being shared around about like Fox shitting on Sessions for not admitting that weed is like potentially beneficial,
right?
Like Fox News was now on board with weed essentially,
no,
and they were shitting on Sessions, and
good
I was like
for
whoa
them.
So maybe like things are finally coming around.
I mean, they finally bought a dispensary and now they're trying to everybody that has come out suddenly in favor of weed is because they've invested in it. That's the only reason
I can make a fuck ton of money.
That's cool. All right, so I'm gonna leave you this with this one thought. This is 25 down on the front page that we actually kind of skipped over, but this is from Tayson Day. Chocolate rain. This is a tweet he had, and this is from Black People Twitter. Being poor now just leads to being more poor later. Can't pay to clean your teeth? Next year, pay for a root canal. Can't pay for a new mattress? Next year, pay for back surgery. Can't pay to get that lump checked out? Next year, pay for stage 3 cancer. Poverty charges interest.
Yeah, dude.
Which is a pretty fucking wise thing to say. So,
God, that goes for everything.
Goes for literally everything.
So don't be impoverished, motherfuckers.
Yeah, don't be poor. Buy a Tesla. Go to space.
Buy a Tesla. Go to Mars.
All right. This is Did You Reddit? Weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is your dad.
Dog boobs.
My free day.
We'll be back next week with another sub. I don't know what we're doing next week. Maybe we'll do trees next week.
Yeah, that could be fun.
But until then, don't give up.
We're going to have to smoke hecka weed.
Don't give up.
Good
luck. Do your research on Mr. Musk. Peace.
Bye.